This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Tom Doyle on the line from Uncharted Ministries. We're going to be talking about a couple of things today, the latest attack in Afghanistan, and then also a global day of prayer for Muslim background believers. So first of all, Tom, we'll start with Afghanistan. There was the attack yesterday on Kabul University, and it's the second attack on a soft target in 2 weeks. Can you explain, first of all, like, why do militants target these soft targets?
You know, I think they just want to create an atmosphere of chaos. In the long run, terrorists want to rise up through the chaos they create and say, we're the answer, we're the solution, we can guard you. Let us take control and you'll be safe. So that's how they come into power. This is what happened with Hamas in Gaza. And so they, any place that they can go where they're going to be able to kill more and the country is going to be vulnerable, like at a university, and it's going to be crushing to families, that's what they do. That's where they go. And so last count, I think 22 people were killed. And this is just so tragic, so devastating. This country, Afghanistan, has been in war and battles for decades now. And so it's heartbreaking because the people, as we've been there, want peace, whether they're So the people want peace, of course. And this country has just been ravaged and devastated by wars and factions within Islam. And it's been such a difficult place to live. And as we've been on the ground in Afghanistan, there are good-hearted people there, but they're trapped. And so we just pray that the attacks would stop. And we just pray for a miracle in Afghanistan. People are turning to faith in Christ in Afghanistan, but it's such a difficult existence there. Our hearts go out to them.
And, you know, there's these peace talks underway that are supposedly, you know, Afghanistan's best shot at peace, but there's a lot of skepticism that surrounds it. Is it possible to have that these will result in peace? And why is it so hard to get stability in this country?
Yeah, it is possible. It is possible. God says this, is there anything impossible for me? So as believers, I think we need to be praying for peace in the country. We're praying for freedom. We're praying that people will have easy access to the gospel. We're hoping for that and trusting Jesus for that. Peace proposals come and go. It's very difficult when they're having to negotiate with groups that have terrorist roots and are motivated by things other than peace. So we pray for that as believers. We need to pray for the country of Afghanistan. Will this peace treaty hold? We don't know. This peace proposal, I'm sorry, will this peace proposal work? We don't know, but we pray that God intervenes and there can be stability within this country.
And, you know, a final question. You've mentioned a lot of prayer requests, but is there anything that you can tell us to give us an idea of the Afghan believers? It seems like it would be a really hard place to be a Christian, but yet it seems like there are Christians there. Can you give us just a little sense of what that community is like?
Yes, it's definitely an underground believer community. And so as we were there, we met believers that obviously had to be careful, especially if they've come out of a Muslim background. They're so watched. It is such a close community. It's just everybody's in each other's business. So coming to faith in Christ is difficult. It's dangerous. They are underground. They crave fellowship now that they know the truth. And so this is a special community. And we are praying this month for the international church as far as those that are persecuted. And of course, many of them are Muslims that come to faith in Christ. So we want to be praying for them. It's a difficult road. They meet Jesus. Some of them become martyrs. And we just need to pray for our Afghani brothers and sisters in Christ.
And you mentioned the global day of prayer for Muslim background believers, and you're kind of transitioning perfectly into that. Remind us again what this is and why people should care about it.
Yes. So for MBB's Muslim Background Believer, Global Day of Prayer is going to be, for the first time, November 18th of this month. And so if you go to mbbglobal.net, you can log on to a website. The ministry is partnering with a lot of ministries. Uncharted will be involved in it. I Found the Truth. Some of our videos will be playing. And we are praying for a group of over a million believers, praying for our brothers and sisters who have come out of the Muslim religion, they've come out of Islam. They're following Jesus. So it's the first annual day of prayer for Muslim background believers. You can find out all about it at mbbglobal.net. Should be an amazing time. There'll be testimonies from former Muslims. There'll be videos. There'll be times of prayer. Uncharted team will be presenting. And it's just going to be a special time that will, I think, blow people's minds at the strength of the body of Christ that has come out of the Muslim religion. When they embrace Jesus, they're willing to suffer. They're willing to die. Many of them do. And so we just want to dedicate a year, a day once a year to praying for them. I'll say that again. We just want to dedicate one day a year for praying for our brothers and sisters who come out of Islam and are living in danger.
And is there any significance as to the date, like specifically November 18th? Is there any reason why that day was chosen?
You know, we wanted to make sure that it was in the month when we talk about persecution. And so first couple of weeks, churches have the options to do the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. We thought it'd be great to see that followed up by a prayer specifically for those that come out of a Muslim background.